Episode 2388, One Turn Can Change Everything.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying the weekend. Guess what? The Olympics has officially started. Maybe you had the opportunity to watch the opening ceremony. There's nothing better than coming together as a family and enjoying that. Well, today is Relationship Builders, and I want you to focus on your relationship with your spouse, because one turn can change everything. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Marriage is not about being right, but understanding when you're wrong. One turn can change everything. Have you ever been in a relationship where you knew you were always right? Maybe it was growing up as a kid, because all kids at some point in their lives think they are right, always right. Or maybe you learned from sports when using your talents as a gifted athlete. Or it could have been, you know, in your marriage per your scorekeeping. As much as you and I like to think we're right, we are not perfect. We have many quirks and inconsistencies. And yes, that boils down to you and me not always being right. So let's set our ego aside for just a moment. It only takes one. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It only takes one. You see, I'm up here with my mom. We are in Kansas and brought my little man with me, G-Man, and we're helping her with the homes and painting. My goodness gracious, I'm in so much paint. It is crazy, but it's awesome. Last year, we did the same thing. I know I seem to paint a lot. Maybe that should be my second job. Well, that's for another episode. But what happened yesterday was we were going out to run a couple of errands, and you know how that goes. Well, we have lived here for many years, off and on, when I was a child, and then when I got married and we had some children here before we moved away and out of the city. Long story short, I saw a sign. I saw a sale. Not any sale, a garage sale. You know what I mean, right? Yes, and it just was calling my name. Now, understand, I'm driving on the left side and I need to take a right in order to get there. Well, guess what? There was no one behind me. No one was around. Oh, so I went over two lanes and I made the right-hand turn. And up we went. And my mom and my son was like, what are we doing? I said, we're going here. So we pulled in. It was probably about an hour later when we left. Oh, yes, we had a blast. And my son said, one turn can change everything. It's the same way it goes in marriage, right? You go out, you think you know what you're getting. You think you have a plan. You think you know how you're going to execute it. You think you know that, oh my gosh, with preparation and all of this, it's going to be my White House and my picket fence, and it's going to be a Chip and Joanna Gaines look, and oh my gosh, it's just going to be fabulous. And then you get inside your four walls and you're like, what happened? What happened? Everything is different. One turn can change everything. But I want you to know today, it only takes one. If you want to experience something different in your marriage, what you thought you could have and then you really don't have, but you still now want something different, you have to be willing to take the leap and put in the work. It only takes one. And what I mean by that is one to commit. You have to be willing to commit to a new strategy. What you're doing obviously is not working, or at least a portion of it is not working. Now, that's nothing about you being you, right? It's just a fact. And I want you to look at this as it simply, it is what it is. Do not attach a feeling to this as you're listening. And I know that's hard because as a woman, oh, everything's about feelings, right? I know, guys, you're just chuckling a little bit, but it's true. And I know you guys have feelings too, but understand this. I want you to look at how we're talking about the situation that you're in, the marriage that you have, as a fact. simply as it is what it is. It's not right. It's not wrong. You're not keeping score. There's nothing here. It just is what it is. So you have to be willing to commit to a new strategy, because what you're doing in your marriage right now is not working, or some of it's not working. Whether it's the way you communicate with your spouse, whether it's the way that when you all come together, for some reason, there's just tension. Well, why? Are you bringing an attitude in that you don't realize it? Is it the tone of your voice? Is it the look that you give him? You know, do you have this death stare? Oh, my husband will tell you, I have got a stare. And it throws daggers. And I don't have to say one word. And oh my gosh, he's like, okay, I'm going to die. Not literally, but you know what I mean, right? Okay, so some of us are gifted with that. I wouldn't call it a gift, but when we need to use it, and I've used it, yes, on my children, and I will admit it, my spouse. But that's not something I always want to use, right? So I had to learn, okay, if I'm frustrated, maybe my frustration doesn't need to have daggers coming out of my eyes and attacking someone. I need to calm myself down and address it in a different manner, okay? So you got to be willing to commit, one to commit, right? Because it only takes one. Then it's one to change. You have to be willing to change the pace of your marriage. Sometimes we get too, well, it is what it is. I'm kind of happy-go-lucky here. I'm comfortable. And I know we hear that a lot, and that can be very dangerous in reality. Thinking and saying, oh, I'm comfortable. I don't want you to get comfortable. I want you to be on the go. I want you to be alert. I want you to be aware. I want you to be a go-getter in your marriage, not just with your kids, not just with your pets, not in your career. I want you to do it in your marriage. So you got to be willing to make that change, right? One to change. And when you change the pace, you change the passion. One to commit, one to change, and finally, two, to impact. You got it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Life is not about being right. It's about love. And we learn too often that in order to be accepted and to be loved, we have to prove ourselves, right? You remember this stuff. We've talked about it, but I want to really hit home with this because, you know, like I said, my son and my mom, we go out with this amazing plan thinking that, okay, we're going to go and in about 45 minutes, we're going to get everything done that we need to get done. And it's 2.5 hours later. No, we didn't stay at the garage sale that long. I already admitted to how long we were there. We won't discuss it any further. It was still a little bit overstretched, but I tell you that to say, we all start with good intentions, right? I didn't start out going, well, I'm going to sabotage my day and I'm going to look for a way to not paint. I didn't do that. Did it happen? Kind of, not exactly. It's just that it didn't go as planned. Does that mean that it's right or wrong? No. And so I really want you to understand this. Because so much of what we look at and how we react, how we respond in a relationship is based on expectations. And we think, well, we have this plan. We're going to execute this plan. And once when we think we have the plan and we're executing it and it doesn't go the way it is, oh, wait. We've been taught to what? We got to prove ourselves. Now we're in a mess. And that leads down a rabbit hole of you're a failure, you don't know what you're doing, you get mad at yourself, you didn't like, you know, the way you felt when you got up in the morning, maybe you didn't even like the color of the eyeshadow that you put on, whatever it is, it's just downhill from there. And what do? You take it out on the person that you claim to love the most. Do they really deserve the brunt of the blow from you just because you're feeling moody? Or the plan that you wanted to execute did not go the way as planned? Life is not about being right. It's about love. Are you loving like you want to be loved? Are you serving like you want to be served? Are you forgiving like you want to be forgiven? One turn can change everything. Are you willing to make the one turn? Because remember, it only takes one. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.